And I sing this song, I can't help but just get heaven in my heart and in my mind. And what, you know, I think there's not a person in here today. There's, you know, we all, if you've got five senses, you carry some sort of a burden or some sort of a thorn in your flesh. Every one of us do. But I look for the day when we can just lay all those burdens down and we can just see Jesus and see heaven. But in Revelation chapter 21, it says, and this is the first verse, "And I saw a new heaven and a new earth. For the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people. And God himself shall be with them and be their own. Would be their God. God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. There shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away." I've had three funerals this week I sang at, and just being with families, just watching them suffer and cry and hurt, you know, and thank God they knew the Lord. Thank God, you know, that blessed hope. Y'all listen to the words, Jerusalem, this morning.
John saw a city that could not be healed. John saw a city. Oh, yes, he did. John saw a glimpse of the golden throne. Tell me all about it. Go right on around the throne. He saw a crystal sea. There's got to be more. What will it be? I want to go to that city he saw, New Jerusalem. Jerusalem, I want to walk your streets that are golden, and I want to run where the angels have trod. By the Lamb, I wanna know everything about that Lamb. John saw the day, but did not deny the Lamb of God. Well, he is alive. He saw the saints worship the great I Am, crying worthy, worthy is the Lamb. I want to go to that city he saw, New Jerusalem. Jerusalem, I want to walk
You know, I was talking about folks suffering and things they go through, and this morning, I don't know no one's heart. I really don't. But I wanted to share this song with you because sometimes when folks are hurting, and you don't know that when someone comes in, you don't know what someone's heartaches are. You don't know their heart. But I just think it's so important today that we realize that we rest within the Lord, even in our hurts, our heartaches, our sorrows, whatever they may be, daily. We rest in the arms of the Lord. Just listen to the words of this song today. I hope it's comforting to you. Sheltered in the arms of God. That was precious. I'm going to end up with one song, and then if our brother can come on and preach. I'm anxious to hear him preach this morning. I want to finish this up, and it kind of goes along with what they were. I guess all this is just going together here, the way the Lord works things out. But this last song just goes right along with what she was talking about. But I like to end with these scriptures here, and I guess it's because sometimes folks, you know, like I said, they're searching. But in Isaiah chapter 40, verse 29 says, "He giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might, he increases their strength. Even the youths shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall." And I love this scripture. "But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint." You know, and that to me, if I could come to each person today and put my arms around you, I just want to tell you there's hope in the Lord. There's hope in the Lord. I don't care who you are today. I don't care what your circumstances are. There is hope in the Lord today. This is a new song I've been doing, so I'm just going to try it out on y'all and see if you like it. It's called "On the Banks of the Promised Land." Y'all just listen up. Listen to the words. I believe if you'll just, I don't know. I get into this song. I've sang it yesterday for a group of ladies, but we just really had a good, we had a meeting time, so I just hope you enjoy it. Just give the Lord the praise. Well, I have built my life on the solid rock, far away from the sinking sand. And I cast my eyes to the homemade way on the banks of the promised land. There's a song of praise that is lifted there by the saints and the angel band. And I long to go and to join the choir on the banks of the promised land. Thank you. y'all. Praise the Lord. Thank you.
Amen.